Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? How we doing? Comedian Neil Wood here in the old Philadelphia studio. Feeling good today. This episode's going to be a fucking shit show. It's going to be terrible for me, but it's going to be great for everybody else. Welcome to another day in the call. Adam Nutter, get your ass in here. There you are,
hey.
Buddy.
It's what's good up? To see you. How are you? How are ye? How are you? Good, you know.
You know, up till three, you know, doing my thing. Yeah. Feel good.
Good.
How you doing, buddy? You feel
good.
All right?
I was telling Shannon, our guest off air, I had a little incident with Pino and at a horse at the park right now. Pino almost bucked a lady off her horse just by standing there and being cute. It's really the horse's fault for being a pussy.
Sure.
Really. Obviously. I mean, it's a giant horse. He's an 18-pound dog. We used to ride those into battle. Like, you can't be afraid of a little 18-pound dog. That's crazy. And then she was all mad at me, and it was like a whole thing. And I was like, well, I'm going to leave. It's the last day I came home.
I've got like 45 questions for you. That's a good way to start. But all right, well, let's introduce our guest here. We got Shannon Lee from the Thing Is podcast. Of course, Sarah Bell from Sidebar. I messed it up, didn't
I? No, Sidebar.
Now, nailed
Sidebar.
It.
Sidebar. Got it.
Boom, nailed it. Hey, everybody. How are you guys doing? You feel good?
Pretty good.
There's a little cat in the one. We got a little cat in here, too. This is great.
Yeah.
No problems with horses.
No horse problems. Yeah,
absolutely.
So the reason we gathered today. The reason we gathered today.
Does anybody have any questions about, what park are you at now in Newtown that
Tyler
there's
park.
Horses running around?
The big one with the horse trail.
You're doing little kid answers right now. The big one with the horse trail.
Tyler Park.
I didn't know you had. Yeah. It makes sense. It's a rich area. They got horses and shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Why, did you have your dog on a leash?
He's on a leash. He was right by my feet. I had him. I was even being respectful.
So this horse came up on you.
No, I saw the horse from like a while away, from like yards away. And I was like, all right, we're going to stand here off the trail, out of the way. By the way, they share a trail with like everybody else. It's not like I'm on a horse trail.
Yeah.
For the record, it's one trail that everybody shares, okay? And there's shit. There's horse shit everywhere. And they don't get to clean it up. I have to clean up my dog shit. Mm. How does that make sense?
Oh,
it's I don't like the laws of the park. It doesn't make
sense.
You have
an 18-pound dog. You should just leave it. That's probably the size of a horse.
I mean, Sarah, I do. Let's be honest. I do leave it. But it's not I get looked at for leaving it. Like, you know, and I shouldn't have to. Deer shit there. Horses shit there. Squirrel shit there. Every other animal shit there but my dog. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, your dog doesn't have any. Its poop is insufficient. It doesn't have any nutrients in it, everybody. That's what it is.
Is that
it? The horse give out. They are all nutrients. They give back to the earth. Your dumb dog just shits out its crappy food and gives nothing back. No flowers will grow.
True, he did eat a taco the other day.
Yeah. You might as well be pooping out there, bud.
Yeah, it's, that's true. You have all right, you guys have a good point. I don't know. Fuck that lady on her horse anyway. I mean,
How many horses you see in that park?
A lot.
Really?
Yes.
Same lady?
Probably. But a lot of people. So I see multiple horses.
This is interesting.
I know. It's wild. Okay. And I'm always respectful because the horse is giant and I'm afraid of them if they buck. You know, and I had them a little, and nope, every single time, the dicks. Horses are very skittish.
I still don't understand. So the horse is going to pass by you.
Yeah.
And
I was like,
you're out of
a few
its
feet
way.
Off the side. And then my dog, the little cute face he has, he just went
barked.
Like a quick, like, yow. Like, not even like a bark, like a yow. Like an excited, like, oh, like a tall dog I get to play with maybe. And the horse was just like, whoa. And like, he just
did he rear up?
Almost fully, but like, real quick, and the lady was like, whoa, and like she almost went off. And it was like a whole thing, and she's like, watch your dog. And I was like, watch your horse.
I feel like there's a lot of almost here where this actually is a non-story.
It's not, Shannon, it is not a non-story. I get yelled at by this horse lady.
It is not. It's not a story, Shannon, but that's pretty much.
Almost happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you wanting the lady to get bucked off the horse and Christopher Reeve herself? I don't know.
It kind of would have been fun.
It would have been funnier, for sure.
Yeah, I would have actually pretended like something happened. Just saying. Fun, but it's good seeing you guys. It's good seeing everybody today.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that. And yeah, we gather here today, unfortunately, as Adam said. Adam decided to be like, hey, we're going to get two very funny comics and be like, we should try to diagnose what's wrong with Neil. And I don't know. I think I'm crushing it. I'm in my bed. I'm in my studio bed.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great.
You're sitting on a bed right now?
He is.
Okay. Sarah, we could start there.
Sarah, it's what I'm saying.
Is that out of comfort or that's the only option?
Option. Okay. No, not the only option technically. I'm in a spot. If I was being open for everybody, I'm being greedy because I own the house, right? If you've been into the studio, I own the house. And technically, if I wanted to, we could move the entire studio. I'd have to just move wherever. I could go to someplace else. You know, I'd have another tenant down here and we'd move the entire studio someplace else and then I would have a room there.
Could you just move the bed?
Well, it is a studio. it's not a full bed. Well, I should say the bed becomes a couch.
Yeah, funny you ask. That couch/bed is the same couch/bed that our guests sit on.
Yeah. This thing is ingrained with comics farts.
Wow. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't come over to the studio.
No, I'm very happy. I didn't want anyone to see this shame.
Yeah.
So, that's currently where I'm at.
Yeah. Out of view is this Kleenex and lotion bottle.
No, I would never. I sleep in the studio and I respect the studio and its worth. So I would never do that.
You jerk off in Garrett's room?
I'll jerk off in anyone's room.
Yeah, sure. That's fair.
They're all my tenants.
I mean, yeah, you own them technically.
Yeah. So that's fun. I don't know what you guys want out of this, but I'll let you know that every answer I have for you is not good.
We need a little backstory to lean in. So obviously you just got out of a long relationship with your previous chick who we'll rename nameless in the scenario. Yes. But would you say what would you say was the leading factor to the breakup? You think her job switch?
No, I mean, you can't have, yeah, you just can't. There's no way. Even if everything was good, we would have been struggling to keep things together, I think. I think even just because time-wise, like her, she's a cop, so her schedule switches every 2 weeks or every other week where she'd be working 7 to 4, 7 to 3, and then...
Is there a horse
outside? Yeah. There's a fucking horse in your house, dude. Run. It's come back from vengeance.
Whoa. See a horse head pop out from my door. I'm like, what?
And it's like Sleepy Hollow. The horse is like ducked in. It's like, whoa, where's this little mongrel?
I feel like next episode he's just going to have the horse head mounted on the wall behind him. It's just part of the...
I would love to see that. But I don't think there was any way for it to work. Yeah, and then she goes night. You know, they switch off. Like, as if being a comic, as you guys know, isn't already bad hours. Then you have someone with, like, a nurse or, like, cop job where it's just, like, their hours switch constantly. We would have had to actually love each other to be able to stay together.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, I say that. Yeah, I usually go, like, you know.
Like, she worked. She had a job, so.
You know, just living life in America.
She had a life outside of me and.
Yeah. No, at the end of the day, it's, it was 7 years. So, I mean, I think we shook out everything that was kind of, you know, there.
I also feel like you guys had direly different personalities.
This is great. You guys will love this because it's great when guy friends, I only have a couple of friends that will come up to me and be like, that's not, you shouldn't be with her. And I was like, this isn't even like she's a crazy person. They're like, no, it's just not going to work out.
What would be like a red flag that your friends would be like,
let's see.
She fucked you with a knife to my throat, but that's outside of that.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. No,
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
And that's just hot,
I mean,
though.
I don't know her.
Yeah, that's just sexy.
I don't know your wife. Come on.
Yeah. I think in communication issues, definitely communication issues, I tend to, as Sarah might know because we've ridden in a car together, but I tend to run my mouth. My feelings are out there. Like, I just kind of say feelings, and, you know, she would not, she's not, she doesn't come from a background that feelings expressed leads to anything.
Yeah,
good.
So Shannon, Neil has, like, robot personality. Like, he doesn't have human emotion as much when it comes to certain things,
okay,
right?
Go.
That's what it is. So, like, he's just, like... He's very just, it's kind of rude, but like, it's kind of right at the end. Like, being openly communicative is like a thing in relationships, but he doesn't like sugarcoat any of it. He's just like, no, you're wrong. And like, very like, almost like talking to a dog, like scolding a dog. Like, he would scold.
I'm working on it.
So there are emotions there, just like no tact.
Yeah.
I have zero tact, Shannon.
Yes.
I really have no tact. Like, and I've gotten better through the relationship, but like, the problem comes in with I have like no patience for it,
because
I'm just like, I'm like, hey, we live two very busy lives. Like, speak your shit. Like, come at me. Like, let's, what do you have on your mind? What do we need to accomplish? I'm very like goal driven that way. So when it's kind of that tact that comes in, and I did realize that, but I just couldn't. I was like, all right, it's going to take me 20 minutes to set up to what I need to get to. And I'm like, cool. It was a lot. And I don't have that aspect in me too much.
I also feel like, I mean, it feels like you were just kind of over it, that if there was something that you were interested in, maybe you would have a little bit more patience to deal with it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't. I'm on the couch. You know what I mean? I'm here. I'm on the couch bed. If this is,
here's the thing. I don't know if that's true. I think even if you did have somebody who you were more into, I still think the minute they were like just dumb or not to your liking, like quick enough to your liking, a response, they'll still be like, no, this isn't how we do things. And you're just, and she'd be like, oh okay. Like, that's sorry. And that's because you do that with a lot of people.
That's crazy. Ooh. They were together for 7 years. You're acting like he's cutthroat. Like, she wasn't dumb until 7 years in.
No, that's not my point. I said
that's pretty good for a woman. 7 years.
No, my point is, like, if you, but I've seen him do it with other, even with me. We only have sex sometimes, so yeah, it's not even like a real long relationship.
You put a gun to his head.
Yeah, we keep it hot.
It's, you know, the couch keep is it unfolded.
No, we fuck on the couch. You know, we do it. With it up.
Well, the cameras are here. You guys will get the footage. We send it away.
I'll watch.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Only if there's a knife to the throat.
Yeah,
of course.
Of course.
How else do I keep the heart on?
So why did you stay together for so long?
Let's see. Well, there's just history aspect to it, I should say. We broke up once. She came back to me. And I was like, okay, well, I'm willing to make that work if we, you know, more communication. Like, I was, if anything, I was pretty upfront. Like, I was pretty upfront about that. So we broke up like 4 years in. Someone's taking a piss right now.
I'm sorry. I forget the microphones are that good.
No, it's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
Salt in the mic up.
Totally.
I won't do it again.
Hey, listen,
Neil is on a bed and Sarah is on a toilet.
Yeah.
Bedpan.
Sorry, that's just my horse. Yeah. Huge piss in the background.
Yeah, we broke up 4 years in, and you know, we went through some trials at that time, and then she kind of came back, won my affection back. Because I was like, listen, we don't. Why are you, Adam? You are laughing at this.
Won my affection back.
I was not pursuing her back.
I know, it's just a weird. I just never would have framed it that way.
I'm a very old soul.
You really are. That's what made me laugh.
She won my affection back. She came onto the porch and she said she needed me.
I feel like no man today would be like, and then she won my affection back. It's just a weird way to phrase it.
Got to be honest, bud. I don't go to my idea of manly when I think of you, bud. So,
you should.
Anyway,
well, you're next. We'll talk about. Yeah. I mean, I know
Sarah. Don't worry about it. This isn't about me.
You're
this
in
is
a relationship, that there's
but barely and not
there.
For long, probably. So I was probably on his way out. Don't worry about it.
At least you have a chair.
Yeah, but after it, I'll be next to Neil.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We bunk beds. It'd be great. Yeah. And then, yeah, so I was like, okay, cool. We can work on things. And it wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't, again, none of this was like fiery breakup. This one, I would say, was not, wasn't fiery, but it was kind of bubbling to the point of just like, we don't, you know, we're not making this work in the way we thought. We got to kind of end it, that kind of deal. So, but the previous one was just like, I don't think this is working. And that breakup, you know, 4 years in, I was like, right. And I don't want to burden anybody with you. If we don't feel like it's working, then it's not working. Cool. Okay. And then I think she was like, you know, she saw me go out into the world and then she was like, no, I want another shot. That's kind of how that went. And I was like, okay. I was like, let's work on communication and try to make it work. But yeah.
And how long is it officially over now?
That's a good question. Months, almost, I don't know, 5, coming on 4 months.
And so like, you're good. Like, you're not bummed about
I would, no, I wouldn't say bummed. I mean, it had to come to, you know, it kind of felt like something I need to move on from, but it's just, it's weird the spot that I'm in. I think now I look back at the entire relationship and I think I shouldn't have moved in like as soon as we did. It's, again, it's those things when you think things should happen in a relationship. And let's be honest, sometimes one party is a little more aggressive towards the other about when things should happen with a relationship. Look at, she sees me dancing. Like, she was kind of like, yeah, like, when are, you know, let's move in. And we waited a decent amount. Like, I'm usually slower paced. So we were together for like a year or something, a little bit more than a year. So we moved in. I was like, okay, that's long enough. I think we know each other. And then, I wouldn't have kind of given in that much just because I feel like it just, with our lives, comics especially, I just like, you don't, it's not going to be good. Like, it's not going to be good being this close until you're really ready and understanding and you have the understanding of us as a couple. So there's no point in trying to do extra. I probably would have done it differently. I don't know. I've never been somebody who's like, no regrets. I was like, no, I got a couple.
Yeah.
I got a couple of regrets.
Also, I'm sure you guys are asking like, oh, well, at least you guys, you know, moved out and you're apart and haven't seen each other for 5 months. Well, funny story. She lives 3 doors down from him.
Oh, no.
She does. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Are you friendly now?
Yeah. The breakup's amicable. If I was being, I don't want to put too much out there. Amicable. It's like, okay, we need to do this. I moved out. You know, I moved into the house that I bought. And then I was like, all right, well, I can convert the studio over or look for another place. This was just the easier thing, at the present moment. And obviously if we want to get out there and travel and stuff like, you know, and whatever. So I was like, all right, let's not worry about it. And I'll just convert the studio. We're friendly.
Have you run into her like out on dates with other guys? Oh, you have?
No. Well, this will, I don't think I tell old Adam this. Yeah, no, I didn't tell Adam this. Well, I did walk in. So I have a code to that house. She also, we had a dog. Like, we got a dog, you know, the dog was given to us, I should say. We're trash. So, like, we have received a dog from someone who didn't want a dog. And I love the dog. Really nice. We kind of try to, you know, I'll take the dog to the park if I can and stuff. So I still have the code to her house. And, yeah, like, you know, okay. Well, I came in one night. I was coming back. It was like, oh, the light's on. Maybe she's home. I was like, I'll see the dog. And opened the door, and she had like a friend over, and it was set up as a friend. So, you know, I was like, sorry to interrupt. Didn't know, you know, I still have the code. You should probably tell people if you don't want them coming in and out of your house. Again, communication, not our forte.
I don't think somebody else has to tell you not to come into their house.
Yeah, maybe knock, maybe.
I'm like, my boyfriend now, who has a key to my apartment, to just show up. I'd be like,
I understand.
You're like, lock the bathroom door if you're only sitting on your lap when you shit. I don't understand.
Sure. I totally get it. But that was what was previously set up, is what I mean. Like, she would have been like, me knocking or me ringing the bell. She's like, you don't need to do that. You know, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, well, now I'm doing that. Like, now it's weird for you to not say that. So yeah, I get you guys. I totally agree. It's like, yeah, why are you don't have this set up like this if you have friends over. That's awkward as fuck. You know, but anyway. Yeah, so that's the only thing.
Have you been on any dates yet?
No. I've been too busy. I haven't even.
No. Grindr's not for dating. It is for hookups.
That's a joke.
We all know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Too busy. Not worried.
Tell him about your dismissive move.
I did turn down a woman. Whatever. It was. She came. She was nagging me. I don't care. I said this on the podcast last night. She's a very beautiful woman.
She well, what did she me. Have to say? Let's bring her in.
She, yeah, right? I know. she walked up to me after punchline, or just like the open mic or whatever. And she just kind of started nagging me from the get-go. And I was like, okay, well, I guess you're very pretty and people just fawn over you. But she just
What was she saying?
Will she said she immediately walked up. She
She's like,
up.
I hate your face and chest.
She's like, he could have been funny if you were better at comedy. Like, right.
Yeah. That would actually have been fair.
She's like, have you tried being funny on stage? And you're like, nah, I haven't given it a shot yet.
I've had people come up and say stuff to me like that after a show.
I would have
like, you didn't
that.
Seem like you had any confidence. Right. If you had confidence, your jokes would have worked. I was like, hey, all right.
Hey, good analysis of me.
In an ass.
Nah. She walked up and she said something to the effect of, oh, yeah, I thought you were very good looking when you first came out. But then you started talking about the nipple joke. And I don't know, that wasn't a good. And I was like, are the nipple thing a problem? And she's like, yeah, I guess so. And I was like, well, yeah, it's OK. Don't worry about it. Like, I'm just going to keep doing this. And, you know, so OK. And then I was like, what's your name? Hannah, I think her name was. And then I said, OK, like, go back. Go back to the room. I was like, that's not how you walk up to people. That's very rude of you to walk up to someone like that. I don't care how much hot shit you think you are.
Yeah,
but
that does show you that you're in a place of not desperation yet. Like, you're not sad enough yet to be like
34 years old.
I know.
Here's the thing about me, guys. I would want to. I'm interested in Shannon. I have more questions for you guys than you will have for me, to be honest. I two things that I probably need to work on. I think is one, I'm not desperate. Ever. I'm not, that's not from confidence. I just don't have that in my brain.
That's you were in a relationship for 7 years though.
Right.
Like, you may get there.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm just saying, even in my single, like, I would never be, I don't have that bro-y weird bullshit where you have to, yeah, like that kind of this ticking clock thing. Guys, you know, it's like, oh man, just, you know, gotta have some sex soon. Like, I don't have that type of, that's not me, right? So I don't have that thing. So I'm not really like, I mean, I'll walk up to a woman and say hi, of course, and just try to treat them like human beings, but that's almost disgusting from nowadays.
It's way ahead of a lot of other guys.
Sure. But also, women don't know what to do with it. Women don't know if I'm hitting on them because I'm just saying hi and just treating them, you know. But anyway, it's, so I don't have that thing, that like aggressive bullshit about it, which is interesting. But yeah, I won't pursue. I think I'm just trying to work on comedy right now. I don't have any care about going on
so
dates.
Why are we doing this? We're just identifying what's wrong with you for
no. I mean,
I thought you were like, oh, I'm like, I went through this,
this
breakup.
Was not
I
set up
get
by
back
me
in.
Adam did this.
Oh,
Adam
just,
thinks
let's
I'm wrong
mute.
Adam thinks I'm wrong. Adam thinks he does. Yeah, we still can't hear you.
We
I'm
can't hear you, buddy
it. But Adam thinks I'm wrong, and that I, you know, mind you, I would go on a date. I have no problem with that. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just mean, I'm not necessarily like, I'm not on anything, like, you know, I'm not necessarily like actively looking for it, because I also don't care at the present moment. I'm like, you know, you do the thing. I'm in my 30s. You guys know. It's like, no, you got to do your own thing for a bit. Like, I'm not doing the, I'm not desperate to.
You don't. You're not like looking for like a rebound situation.
No, not even. Why would? That's such a weird.
This was more for of a when Neil is ready to get back out there. What is the best Neil we could put forward in the dating world? And I think fixing your face, voice, and nipples is a start. I don't know about.
Maybe you should quit comedy.
Wait, is the joke about? Sorry, is the joke about something that's wrong with your nipples?
I have big puffy nipples, Shane.
Okay.
It's just a bit. Yeah, it's stupid fun. It's a thing about, like, I used to be a fat kid, and I'm not going to do the joke, but like, I used to be a fat kid, and I thought that, you know, I would lose, like, I thought my nipples would get smaller if I lost weight, but I didn't. They didn't. I just kept them. Like, and then it's just the funniness of like, oh yeah, you could be ripped and but just still have these big puffy nipples. It's just a stupid fun thing. I love telling it. People laugh. It's a good bit. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's fine. I mean, it is a point of insecurity, which is, you know, that's usually men talk about their dicks, I guess. But I'm not as vain, or I'm more vain, I should say.
It's more nipple heavy than dick heavy.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I'm like, immersion therapy with your puffy nipples, where you just start wearing shirts that just have like the nipples cut out.
Yeah,
or go out on stage with no shirt on.
Yeah,
bro, bring back the fishnet 90s, like cut off sleeve, like
something sheer. You could do like a that's very in right now.
Tattoo
tall,
around
skinny
them.
Men just wearing sheer,
their
very
nipple,
flamboyant.
Yeah, 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 flamboyant. Like, I like that. Yeah, yeah,
go
yeah.
for it.
Wait, love if you tweak them. Does that resolve the issue, or they're always?
Good question, Shannon.
They
like
change.
Good question.
Let's get to the science of these bad boys. I get it, Shannon. Yeah. So, in the, to answer your question, on the right side of the panel. Hello. Yeah, no, they respond to temperatures.
They
are, my nipples are possible. They do respond to outside
stimulus
and stuff. So. They are affected by them.
You're talking about how, like, when you test mushrooms, they could hear sounds, whatever, or hear feelings. Like, they're responding to the feelings of the electrical shock. That's what it sounds like, dude. It's gross.
I don't do a ton of tweaking, I would say, but, I'm open to it.
We did look into the surgery cost, I think, on the podcast one day.
We did.
It was too much to be, like, worth the while. Like, it was, like thousands. It was, like, 10,000, right?
It's, like, 10 grand.
Yeah, it was, like, 10 grand. It was the same as a boob job, almost.
Yeah.
Is it like gynecomastia territory? It is.
Correct.
This is a medical.
I'll be honest. Like, if I worked out enough, I could even be in better shape for the summer, definitely. But it's fine. If it's cold, it's fine. But if you just see me humid temps, they're going to be puffing up. It's going to look, it's going to look a little strange. It doesn't matter how nice and ripped my chest is, but that's just what you got to get used to. That's just where it is. You know, I got fat kid nips, and that's where I'm at right now, Shannon. I embrace it. I have body positivity, guys.
Yeah, a defined chest with just two fucking cotton balls on top.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I would love to know your opinions on here's a hard hitting one we don't talk about enough. When do you think it would be okay for me to talk about the fact that I have genital herpes?
Oh, good question.
When do you think that would be? When do you guys in your head think that that should be brought up? Because I think it's first date. That's me, though.
You want to go first?
I'm processing.
Just stumping two women. I love it. No.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, you should just tell yourself.
I have lots of opinions.
Oh, good, good, good.
Like, have you tried hanging yourself?
Right. There we go. That's a positivity from a man. Nailed it.
Yeah, no wonder you're like, I'm not one of those people that says no regrets.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, those people are weird.
Very funny. Anyway, Sarah, who wants to go first? Shannon or Sarah?
Let's take this on.
I'm kind of split down the middle about it, because I feel like, I'm sorry, my Alexa is talking.
Your Alexa's like, hang up on that herpes riddled asshole.
What are you doing? Go away. Do anything else right now.
We don't like herpes in this household.
So I feel like, especially like women, I feel like is a better audience to receive this information. Like, I feel like women are like caring and understanding that maybe if you waited until it was closer to when the sex was going to happen, if it's not on the first date, but if it's closer when the sex is going to happen and then you're like, oh, here's my thing, then she already likes you. Not that I'm trying to trap her, but then she already likes you. And it's like, otherwise, if you're just going on first dates with people and just like telling this thing about yourself to all these people unnecessarily, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I get you. Interesting. Sarah, what are you thinking?
I mean, that's pretty much, I was going to say, like, I don't think it's ever good for men to say something that implies that you're going to get to that point with a woman that you haven't really met, like, figured that out yet. So it's like,
totally.
If I wasn't vibing with someone and they were like, by the way, just in case we hook up, and be like, maybe wait until you get in, like, the vibe that could get to that level, because otherwise, like, I've had guys even that like are my friends that are like, by the way, I'm not like trying to hook up, and I'm like, ew, what?
That's a crazy,
the vibe's
yes.
not there for me. So it's like, I think that would be a little off-putting to women.
That makes sense.
That's crazy when guys, it's creepy when guys, I actually told a story on the podcast too recently, but like, I was at a wedding recently, and one of the groomsmen, I was a groomsman, and one of the other groomsmen went up to two of the bridesmaids like right after like everybody walked out and stuff during the receptions. There was like drinking in like the private bar and stuff, whatever. And he just walks over to two of the groomsmen, two of the bridesmaids, and he's like, just so you ladies know, you're lucky I'm married because I would have fucked both of you tonight. And they were like, what? Like, it was a psychotic thing. And I remember all of us were like, what? Wow. Like, we just like, what did you just say out loud? Like, and you're, it's again, he's not like a dime piece. He's not like, I look like Ryan Reynolds. And I'm like, no, he's like a fat slob. It was psychotic. It was wild.
But, I'm guessing he wasn't doing it just to be funny.
No, no, it was very real. It was very real. It was 100% real. It was a regular, it wasn't like a comic wedding. It was a regular person wedding. I was the only comic there along with the groom. Groom. We were the only two comics. So the rest of it was normal. He was very seriously saying that. And we were all like, that's crazy, dude. That was crazy. But yeah, no, it's creepy as fuck. So I'm sorry. But all right, I have a question then. So for you, actually for the ladies here, would you guys date someone with genital herpes?
Oh, that's tough.
I know.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I totally wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, you want to go first?
Here's. I feel like I am. I don't know what you guys know about my history, but I haven't had sex in 1,000 years. It's going to be 5 years, actually.
That is
very
nuts.
Shortly. Yeah.
Actually, I do applaud that. It's actually applaudable.
And I feel like if I had like gotten to know a guy to the point where my interest is like actually there, which like happens so infrequently, and then that information was dropped, I feel like I could probably get past it. Hmm.
Interesting. So that would be like, I waited, and then this motherfucker, the guy I finally choose, has the worst thing to have next to AIDS, possibly. All right, interesting. I would have went the opposite way. I would have been like, damn it, no. Yeah, next to AIDS. I said next to AIDS, Neil. Next to. That means you're second. Don't be a bitch about it. Sarah?
Isn't syphilis so bad?
Yeah, I feel like so
syphilis can be cured by penicillin.
Yeah, yeah, it can be. I mean, okay. Mine's cured also by Patrick's. But
shut up. No, it can't.
Okay. It's fun having friends who are supportive.
Sharp leopard. I called you leopard. I'm a leper. I called you a sharp big cat.
No, I'm a leopard, dude. I'm a dirty leopard.
Sarah, what do you think? No? Yes? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess it's like, I mean, I really don't know how to even answer that question because I'd like have to like.
Oh, I got it for you. No.
Yeah. I mean, I just like have always been super, super careful and really clean with everybody that I've been with. And I'm like the complete opposite. I've been like, well, I've been with my boyfriend now for like 2.5 years. But before that, I would hang out with whoever. But I've always been like super clean. So I just feel like I've put in a lot of work to make sure that that happens. And like, no offense to anybody that's not been that careful, but like.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's, I don't even know. Yeah. I mean, but at the same thing, it's like, if I met like somebody who I was like, you're making me believe that soulmates are real, which I don't think are a thing. Right. Then I'd be like, this is different and
yeah,
consider it.
Totally. Yeah. It's, I think it's interesting, especially because when I got, it wasn't even like I was running around. Like I got this from a partner that I was with for a long time. It just happened to be, you know, you have to continually be safe every time. So not to urge anybody out there. Yeah, you can date someone, you know, Joe List has talked about this.
Did you know that they had it though?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we were, I knew that they had it. We dated for a long time. And then, you have to continually be careful. And it's tougher for women, to be honest with you. And women will tell that, you know, with that because of just the nature of it. You know, for them to know if there's an outbreak or something going on, it's just tougher. So you have to just always practice, you know, be that way. But you get lazy, Shannon, in a relationship.
Wait,
before
why?
You know it, you're fucking raw and, you know, shit happens. So
wait, why is it tougher for women? Because I might change my answer.
So women have outbreaks depending on, you know, it's obviously an internal situation, the entire vulva, right? So they might not know they have an outbreak going on. As much as men would kind of know
you see
that
it.
Outbreak going
you
on.
You visibly see it all.
See and feel. I mean, typically you would feel as well. I don't want to get into all this shit. It's a nerve, it's in the base of your spine. So there's nerves and stuff that are attached to this kind of thing. So you can start telling. Anyone should start telling. But you can also easily not tell. Like if anyone's questioning, like, you just have to be very careful of like, hey, I'm questioning it might be this. But you could also have an ingrown hair. And have some irritation or something, and it could feel the same way. And it's not till usually you just pop some Valtrex regardless, and just kind of stay safe. But
I just want to say the funny part of when he got it, it was like a week. I feel like it was a week before we were busting his balls and being like, that's dangerous. You're going to get it. He's like, no, you just got to be safe. And then you'll never get it if you're safe. And then like a week later, he's like, yo, I have herpes.
I don't remember that.
No, I do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. That CTE brand of yours.
No. It probably wasn't a week, but it was like kind of quick when I was making fun of you to when it happened.
Perfect. Great. Awesome.
I like how you spun this that you're helping Neil in some way, but
I wasn't really trying to spin it to that way. I'm sorry you got that impression. No, I do. I love him. He's one of my best friends in the whole wide world. I love him to death. You are. But I'm just saying, for when he's ready to get back out there and start dating again, this is what this was for. For when that happens, and what's the best course of action for our good friend Neil? That's all. And I wanted two ladies who I value their opinion and see what they think. That's it. I'm just looking out for you.
I don't think Neil is going to have a problem. I just feel like it. I don't know you very, very well. But I just feel like, I mean, you seem like you're relatively level-headed. The fact that you said you're actually able to approach a girl, even if it's just to say hi, I mean, you guys know, like, I work with all men, and I would say 95% of them don't have the balls to approach a chick in person. Like, they wait for someone to DM them or go on a dating app or something and would have no idea how to interact with, like, a new girl in real life.
Right.
And so I feel like that's something. And you have your height.
Dude, that is true. 6'5", bro. Carries. It's a bummer. I'm only 6 feet. I hate it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not like you make most episodes about it, but
hate it. Every day.
Nah, it's gonna be. So, what do you think dating profile wise?
Mm. Oh, you want? Let's do a plugs real quick, and then we'll go into dating profile. Yeah, let's do some plugs. Sarah, where can everybody find you and your social media and upcoming shows and all that great stuff?
I don't know what.
Actually, your microphone's cutting out. So, Shannon, do you want to go first?
How is my microphone?
No, it's not your fault. It's not. I'll explain off air. Shannon, you can go first.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts, and it's hosted by me and comic Mike Figgs.
Yep. Mikey Figgs. Love Mike Figgs. Sarah?
Am I working?
Yes, you know, you're good. I'll explain why later that happened, but God.
I don't care.
Okay. Fair.
But no, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Sarah Bell, my name, and then UHMMM. And I have a podcast called Sidebar with Sarah Bell, which you can find on Apple and Spotify.
Boom. Not on Drop 10 Network, which is an issue for me. That's fine, though. We'll talk about that later. Okay.
That I do care about. Tell me what that means. No,
I'm kidding. That's busting balls. Guys, go follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter and Instagram. Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. I started posting more clips from the show here, so go check that out. Go check out The Porcupine, my other podcast. I talk about libertarian stuff and politics and all that bullshit. YouTube.com/AdamNutter for that. March 3rd, LPPA convention. In fact, 3 out of the 4 people here will be doing that convention. So come on out. It's going to be a fun show. It's also going to be with Mike Salvi, Del Gold, and Blaze Gagakis is hosting the whole thing. So come on out. You can just get tickets at lppa.org. Actually, I can probably just put those on our website too. I'll just, siphon the LPPA website. So go to droptent.com/events for tickets for that. That would be March 3rd, 8 p.m. show. You don't have to go to the convention. You could just go to the show. It's in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Doubletree Hilton. So you can just go to the show to get tickets to the show. Then March 15th, I'll be at Punchline Philly. Coming out to that, it's going to be a fun time. March 12th, we'll be at Ashland, Neil and myself, a Drop 10 show in Morrisville, PA. And then at the end of the month, March 24th and 25th, I'll be out in Colorado with Robbie the Fire Bernstein at Steamboat Springs. Come on out to those. And then, April 6th or 7th, I forgot, Delaware LP convention. And the 3 of us are also doing that. So coming out to that Delaware convention, LP convention. I am done, Neil.
Perfect. Hey, check me out. I am neilwood.com. Go there for all the dates and details. Obviously, you always mess up because you always say the Ashland. You should not say the Drop 10 stuff because it's just, I have to pump it anyway. So,
all right.
Anyway, it's fine. Dick. It's all good. Every second and fourth Friday, Myers Brewing Company. Check that out. We've got our next show coming up this week, of course. A great lineup for you. You can get all that over at droptent.com, along with our Ashland dates as well. So we have two Sundays in March as well that you can check out. You can check me out March 2nd at Helium's Nightcap. I'll be on that, so come on out for that. And then March 10th, I'm down back in my old hometown there, Hamilton, New Jersey. Come out for White Horse Winery, just a big-ass winery venue. We're going to try to fill that damn thing. And we've got Albert Davis, Latisse Mitchell, Jesse Dram, and me. So that'll be fun. All my family will be yelling out and causing a fucking ruckus and drunk, and that'll be fun. So come on out for that. But if you want to check out everything that this podcast does, go over to drop10.com/cultofus. You can buy some merch. You can get into the store through there. You can find us on all your listening platforms over at our page. And, of course, there's the store and some of our sweet content that you can grab some of our sweet merch. Hats, shirts, different colors, different combos. We got, you know, all kinds of tie. We got a tie-dye shirt. I like to have fun with that one. It's a good time. So grab some of that. Benefits us and, of course, keeps our lights on and keeps shit going. And then check out our Patreon, patreon.com/calledofus. We got a $1 tier and a $3 tier. $1 tier is going to get you into all the extra shit, all the extra video and audio. And then if you want to see some cool fights and hang with us when we do some live stuff, go in there and get into our Discord for the $3 tier, and you get a bunch of extra cool stuff there. So you can watch some MMA fights with us. We got a movie watch coming up, a nice Nicolas Cage that I have to expose Adam to, and it's going to be a good time. But yeah, check those out, and they help us out.
Big, like I said, big MMA fight coming up. John Jones, Cyril Gane, gone for the world heavyweight. Heavyweight title.
Hoping we get to be all in the chat for that one.
It's gonna be a good one. I think we're both working, but if not, I'm definitely gonna be in the chat for that one.
Perfect. And other than that, of course, subscribe on Odyssey, subscribe on YouTube, we're on iTunes, we're on all the shits. Go on there and do that. And other than that, boom, we're done with plugs. The rest of the pod, all right,
boom.
I don't think I want to do any apps. I got one app. There is a herpes app.
There is a herpes app. We talked about it before. What's it called again?
What?
Yeah.
What, there's a herpes app.
Oh, you guys have to guess the name because it's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Thompson?
Great.
No, but that's good.
How much more fun would that be? Yeah. That'd be so much more fun.
This is more hacky. Think hacky.
ST dating?
Yeah, right.
Think of more along the lines of that.
It's kind of like that, but this one, it's like they almost don't like you. Like, think about it, because that's just kind of straight on the thing, like ST dating. Like, that's STD, yeah. This is much more like
it's called damaged goods.
Yeah, right. Ruined.
By the way, all of those are better than the one.
Not bad. It's pretty close. Sorry, you're not wrong. It's called positively single.
Oof.
Yeah, that's what I
said. Well, that doesn't...
That's rough.
That's like not... good.
Yeah, exactly. It's not good. Thank you.
Well, it's like, it's making it seem like there's...
Oh, yeah. Isn't
positively
it?
Single is like something someone's uncle says to the only single girl at the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He's like, so you're still positively single, right? Like,
yeah.
That's absolutely what, single.
Absolutely. That's something like a fucking asshole uncle levels at like your one, spinster aunt. You know what I mean? Just
it's not
like,
good.
It's brutal. Brutal. Yeah. It's not great. It's expensive.
They should call it single forever, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Go, you only fuck the herpes ones. Go here. Like, that's
Or just ew. And the app is just a guy doing this, is pointing at you.
Yeah.
Is that the thing though? Is like you like click off a list of different STDs and you just put the one that you have.
That one is just people that are HSV1 or HSV2, so herpes, simplex in some way. So there's not other things on there. There's just that. So you either have HSV1, which is largely, like in the lymph nodes up top, or you have HSV2, general herpes. So that's kind of the way that thing goes.
Yeah.
So it's not good marketing at all.
No, get this.
You can be positive with other things and then be like, oh, no, not for this group of sick fucks. Well,
technically, you shouldn't be fucking with any. Like, if you have chlamydia or gonorrhea, you should not be fucking, let alone on a dating app where you just want to fuck people that have gonorrhea.
Yeah, I guess that those go away, though, right? They're treated, those and then you don't have it, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah. And so it's a different thing. And they're, but this one is great because, and for some whatever reason, I hate this app because for whatever reason, you can't even subscribe for a year if you wanted to pay and subscribe. I don't, you know, you can
think
only
you'll be dead before the end of the year. Yes.
You can only subscribe for 6 months.
And yeah, like, that's how much they gave you to live. So they're like, yeah, I'll just carry it.
And it's like $100 or something. So they're like, not only are you gross, but also you don't even deserve love unless you have money.
Are you able to use like a limited features without subscribing, or you just can't even log on?
I think so. They're so limited. It's not even where you can do. I haven't been on like Tinder or anything since before, you know, a relationship. So I can't. But yeah, you know how like that right? They allow some certain amount of messages or whatever mm-hmm. each month. This won't even. You can't even receive things. They're like,
oh
no.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, how dare you try to?
They're like, no, you pariah. You,
how dare you try to find love for no money, you fucking degenerate. You disgusting. You're disgusting. I was like, all right, it's a little aggressive. I poked around and then deleted it. I was like, yeah, I'm not really worried. I think I'm going to meet somebody in real life. That's why I asked you when it would be the appropriate time. And I just don't know. Yeah, I think it can't be too far in, but I do get the concerns of like, because I feel like if it's too far in at a certain point, like if we're talking, but you're right. Whenever that vibe catches that it might go to something else, that it might lead to something physical. But I even get worried about like kissing, like because a lot of people don't know. So you can't just be like, well, you kissed me 2 weeks ago. You might have given me herpes. And that's what I said about, you know, some people are very careful. That's why I was like, first date, just in case if it's even going well. I've
Is that how it works? You could get herpes?
No, but I'm saying people are stupid. I mean, yeah, like, no, I mean, technically if you have an outbreak, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be kissing people with cold sores, obviously. But yeah,
no, I meant genital herpes. I didn't. It doesn't.
No, she would have to be.
Mouth, right?
I would have to be. Yeah, I mean, this is. You know, you'd have to have an outbreak, and she'd have to be going down on you. But that could happen.
Mm.
You'd have to have like an outbreak.
You play your cards right.
Yeah, you play your cards right, ladies. Yeah, so that can happen. But like, again, yeah, by then you should be telling someone what's going on. That'd be insane. That's terrible. So, but yeah, that's what I meant. That's why it's that little piece there. I don't want someone to be like, well, you know, I kissed you briefly, not like a deep intimate thing, but like, you know, 2 dates ago, you know, I'd be like, well, that's not how it transmitted. I got to do that whole thing. What if they felt like I took advantage of them or something? I'm like, yeah, it's not real. That's why I was like, hey, this date's going pretty well. Just let you know. If I kiss you at the end of the date, I got herpes. Just let you know. Like, you know, but I get that's the only thing I guess I think about. Is if I meet some dum-dums who like think, you got your general herpes on my lips? but I don't know.
Well, maybe that's a way to weed out someone stupid that you don't want to spend your time on anyway.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. This is my next question because I'm going to make this into a bit. It's already, I've already have, which again, my bits will not do me any favors, but I can't not. The story of me talking about how I got it, almost died when I got it, actually.
Yeah, that's a crazy story.
Which is a crazy story.
The real story is nuts.
Yeah.
This is a real story. Without the bit, just the story itself is fucking crazy.
Yeah. You can die. I got meningitis, so I almost died.
From herpes. It went from his spine to his fucking brain in like a day or whatever.
Yeah, I was like helping a buddy move out, and like my situation was on fire.
I want to hear about how you died, but my computer just alerted me that it's about to die, so I'm going to run up and grab my charger.
Go for it. Gosh,
so the death thing is just translating.
I know. It's all good. I love it. No, it's all good.
Did you know? Oh, are we pausing until she comes back?
No.
Oh,
okay. No, we're good.
Did you already know that you had contracted it when you had the meningitis symptoms?
No. So I had no idea. I knew that I definitely had symptoms. I was like, yeah, I think all right, well, this is, you know, I definitely got it. That's definitely happening. But I was like, I got to wait until I get to a doctor on Monday or whatever. Because it's, you know, I wasn't too concerned. Not realizing that sometimes, very rarely, that when you contract it, very rarely, I want to say this to everybody, that this is rare. That it can cross the blood. I don't want to think people thinking, but like,
yeah, so it sounds like you're trying to brag about. Like, just wanted to let you guys know, I'm like the top percentage of this. So.
Only if you're really cool.
Yeah, I'm like the coolest guy about this.
Only if you get like a strong strain of it. Okay. Where it crossed the blood-brain barrier and gave me meningitis, but I had no idea that was even an option. So I was just like, hey, I know I came in contact with like this. But I thought I had, like, I don't even know. I just thought that I was dying. I had no idea. My brain was just like,
what were your symptoms again? Like when you felt like you had to go to the ER, like what was
right,
like,
it was
what were you
the
feeling?
Pressure, fever, like fever, pressure on my brain. Like I felt like I was, could not stop sweating, chills, and couldn't, yeah, my body was just like, you need to get medical attention. And, swelling in the brain.
Oh my god! So,
dude, 80 yeah, years ago, you just would have been dead in an alleyway.
Would have died.
You just, what happened to the tall guy? Like, I don't know, he just dropped dead. Like, yeah. Are we gonna leave him there? Like, yeah, he's just too tall to move. Look at your dumb bodies in all in the alleyway.
You're so tall, you probably would have already been dead.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, 1920s Neil would have died at 27.
Oh my god, his whole back would have been fucked. Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to fuck to get the herpes.
Nope. You're absolutely right. I'd have been just a bent over crunches of a man just with a flimsy fucking
like the tallest man in the world.
Maybe this is a stupid question, but what was the treatment for the meningitis?
Oh, right. Yeah. So they basically have to get antibiotics into your system as quickly. Well, that's the good news. We can treat meningitis if you get it early enough. After a certain point, it's a problem. So luckily it was fine. Got it. They just needed to basically treat you with antibiotics. So I had to have a PICC line installed in my arm, and I had to have, you know, basically those antibiotics every day, three times a day for 2 months, roughly.
That's
so
a long time, dude.
I was doing that at home.
Yeah.
I remember when we had the podcast studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Place. It was interesting because at one point, you know, I'm I had a syringe, you know, I'd have to, so I had the PICC line in and here, and one day I love nurses and people that do it. I know you deal with it all the time, but like, you know, when you're someone at home and you have to put an injection into your PICC line and you're not sure if air getting in, you know, we've all seen air gets into your PICC line,
you die immediately.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, no one move. Fucking, I called once because I was like panicked. I was just
my heart hurts from this story.
Dude, but here's the thing, it turns out you would need to put in like that much, like I'm trying to get this in camera. You would need to put in
like a bicycle pump's worth of air.
Yeah, they're like little bubbles and stuff. Nurses laugh that shit off. They're like, just pump it in, don't even worry about it, like they don't care. But I had to do that. I was doing, you know, just wiping everything, cleaning, you know, and, you know, you have to make sure
you're doing this a lot.
Infection. Yeah, I was doing all that, dude. I had to sit there for like 20 minutes. I had like the at home little bag, and I had to put it on a thing, and it was pretty crazy. It was pretty nuts. Yeah, it was pretty bananas.
Dude, I was hospitalized once because I was very sick. I think I had like a bladder infection, and then they put me on some antibiotics that I was allergic to.
Oh, shit.
And I went to the hospital and I was like, this is what I feel. And they were like, we think you might have meningitis. And I was like, does that mean I'm going to die? Like, what? Yeah. And they were basically like,
maybe.
It went from like me sitting in the hospital for 12 hours to them being like, we got to do a spinal tap right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, I was calling my mom being like, I'm getting a spinal tap. Like, I don't know what's happening. And then really like hospitals, they do a lot around you. And they don't explain anything that they're doing. And you're like, yeah. But it ended up being not meningitis, thank God.
That's good.
Because I don't think I could do that for 2 months.
It's crazy.
Drugs into my body.
Yeah, every time I've been to the ER, except for the last time, it's always been like, that was a crazy accident you just were in. Like, it's never been because it's like, you know, I was like, oh.
That they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but except the last time, which I obviously told us, it's like a bit now, but the quick end of it, it's the dumbest reason in the world. It's so embarrassing. I just had like a chest tightness one day and I wasn't even panicking. I just called my doctor and I was like, is this something to panic over? He was like, yeah, go to the hospital right now. And I was like, all right. And I just went, and then he made me panic. So I get down to the ER.
Who's your doctor, WebMD?
It's Google. Yeah. But he was like, get
panic
there
now.
I was like, so I get to the ER and they run literally, I think it was like 13 to 15 tests on me. They ran like, you know, like for like blood clots in my lungs, everything, x-rays, like they did so much shit. They're like, nothing is wrong with you. Like, literally nothing is wrong with you. Like, just go home. And I was like, all right. So I get all the tests and I just go back to my regular doctor like a month later. And I was like, he's like, I read all the tests. He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know. He's like, they don't know. He's like, you smoke weed like a lot. He's like, well, I'm like, well, I was on a break, but then like, I started smoking a lot like every day again. He's like, okay, you started working out again? I was like, yeah. He's like, I think you just strained your chest muscles And then you just didn't know what that was like.
Fucking cool, dude. You smoke too much weed. Your diagnosis chills fog. Yeah.
And now you owe $35,000 for the testing.
Now I have to sell my house. Panic attack. But that's the thing. I was fine. Like, I was fine. I just was like, oh, this is weird. This is a weird. I really wasn't panicking at all. It was weird. And then he was just like, you're a pussy. And I was like, oh, all right.
I would love to go in with something to do with my chest, dude. When it's about your dick, it sucks. It's the worst.
Because I know why I've had the, when I was 22, I had the fucking STD swab test. I told you this. They don't do that anymore. No. Back then they did. And that shit hurt.
Yeah, it's not fun.
So much. I will never do that again. They back then they used to, if you thought you had an STD, which I did, and the doctor was adamant I didn't. He's like, you don't. And I'm like, no, I do. He's like, you don't. I'm like,
every time.
I'm like, do the thing. Because I get paranoid sometimes. For dick and head stuff, I get very paranoid. So he's like, it's going to hurt. I'm like, I don't care. I want the cure. He's like, okay. And then they take a cotton swab and they like open your dick hole. And then you know what it was? I had a protein deficiency.
Dude, just stop. Every time you're wrong.
I haven't. That was when I was 22. I'm 36. Have not learned. I still do stuff like that.
Every time you're wrong, dude.
Yeah, every time. And I've been wrong every time.
Annoyed, you go to the doctor.
It's never been right
hurts,
about it.
You like swab my dick.
Please, guys.
Doctor's like, stop asking me.
Like, are you into this? What's happening?
I'm fucking dying over here, man. I'm fucking.
You gotta sound me.
You can pay for someone on the street to do that a lot cheaper than going to the doctor.
Yeah, I probably could. I probably get someone to do it for free who's just into that. It's the kink. Yeah, but yeah, I've been wrong every time. Cause that's like when I was like playing, I was doing football and MMA at the same time, and I was working out. I just wasn't taking care of myself. I was like overexerting myself, and I just wasn't eating properly. And the reason I thought I had STD is because my cum was like a honey color. It was white, but like a honey also. It was weird. And that's why I thought it was. And the doctor was like, no, I know what that is. It's a protein.
Did
and
you
I
taste
was like,
it?
Well, yeah, I want to see if it was delicious, like Golden Grahams.
You gotta taste test everything.
Gotta taste it.
Neil, I think that you should start, when you open up to women about the herpes, you should start about how you had a near-death experience, kind of prey on their sympathy, and then go in with the...
I like that.
And let them know that they also might die if they have sex with you.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Really,
he's nothing hotter. Nothing sexier than dying from sex.
Danger. I was thinking about that. Yeah, that's great. That's really fun. I've got like a nuclear option dick. You know what I mean? Like it's you're playing with the red button. I like it. Okay, this is fun.
Yeah,
I will do it that way.
Maybe don't phrase it that way, but
no. I think it'll be working. You don't think so? No, you don't think that's good? It'll be interesting.
We'll play my nuclear dick? No.
No, I don't think. Yeah, you're right. Now when you said it, it sounds bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wait, I have like a question.
That. Yeah, hit it.
If there was a dating app that was, instead of asking like what's your type, but if there was a dating app that was like attractive to you, what would be like the criteria of the dating app? Like,
oh yeah, like what wouldn't you
black
date?
People
like,
meet?
like besides black people, like who else wouldn't you? Like what's the STD that you? Is a deal breaker for you personally?
We're getting off STDs. Let's move away from. about personality.
Yeah, dude, you think I'm worried about STDs?
I've learned
now?
More about herpes
I'm not.
In this conversation than I've ever known. So,
yeah, I'm
no,
because so
there has to be a disease that Neil's like, okay, I'm not going to date that. Like, also, I'm going to say AIDS as an obvious one, but like, what's something that is like.
Don't fucking speak for me, dude. You don't fucking know. I don't give two fucks. Like, I don't give. Dude, I've almost died three times before I was 34. I've almost died from two major surgeries.
He's
and
like the Magic
STDs.
Johnson of herpes.
I'm not supposed to be here, bro. Like, I'm happy. Like, if I meet an attractive chick who is spectacular and has a great personality, she's got AIDS. I'm telling you right now, I'm not gonna give a shit.
All right.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm gonna be like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Oh no. Yeah, it's not gonna be a problem.
Yeah, AIDS is livable also. I feel like it's like not even a thing anymore. It's like, oh, I got some AIDS, oh, big deal. Take a pill.
Says like the that. Guy who shows up to the doctor because he's having a hard time breathing.
Oh, is that not a reason to show up to the doctor, Sarah? I'm sorry. Oh, Queen Sarah has a fucking best lungs in the world. That's a crazy thing to say. It's a perfect time to go to the doctor. Of course it is.
I never go to the doctor. I've broken bones and I just let them heal. I don't care.
What are you, Wolverine?
Yeah, I am. I am. I just will the healing. And then I think when I'm 45, I'm going to be fucked.
That's what happened to me, because all the serious injuries are now all coming back. And now I'm in pain every day.
Yeah, that's what
all right, wait. Can we go back to Neil?
Yes.
What is your type? If you were looking for somebody and you were to meet somebody out in the real world, what would be like the things that you, like three things that you'd be like, okay, green
gay,
flag.
Man, nice dick.
Those are in there.
You sound like you want to date Neil.
I already told you, we have sex. We just don't keep it serious.
Yeah, we keep it real. Yeah,
I don't want herpes.
Oh boy, Sarah, that's great. Great question. I think it would be, obviously there's got to be some intelligence there. I'm usually looking for that's why I didn't like the way that other woman came at me. I was like, you think you can neg me? All right, guys invented negging. I was like, how dare you? No, yeah, just some intelligence there. Someone who, you know, you can talk to about kind of anything, and if someone's opening up, like, you know, I don't have to tiptoe around. I mean, I get it now that, of course, some things should be tiptoed around and setting things up. You shouldn't be so blunt about it with everything. But, you know, someone with an emotional, maturity that is there, knows a little bit about themselves, looks for introspection, you know, in themselves and others. Yeah, I would say that's probably my go-to. I don't have a type. I've dated all different types. I would say that typically it tends to be short chicks named Brittany, but that's not, I don't know. That's just that's just Jersey trash, I think. It could be whatever. Yeah, I usually, but again, the tall guy kind of brings out some types. So that's just what I get stuck with, I think.
What aren't all women into tall guys?
I would say that some women care about it. I know that that's the trope, but some women are aggressive towards tall guys. That's what I mean. Like, usually, you know, I see that. So they're the ones that'll speak up. Like, they'll notice you maybe, but you're going to have to, like, you know, you'll have to probably clock that. Be like, oh, you know, maybe that. But like, most of the time, it's women that are aggressive about tall guys and like want that and search that out, you know, more aggressively is what I mean.
Must be nice.
You're not small, but it's fine.
You're 6 foot.
It's fine.
That's like 4 inches taller than the average man, right?
Know who loves heavily tattooed dudes? Fat goth girls. That's who hit on me all the time.
It's who you should be with and not some dumb Catholic school teacher. Like, because you're an idiot.
I should be with the fat goth.
You got to be with, you should be with it. You say fat. I say thick. All right. Yeah, thick John. All right. She's tatted up. She doesn't give a fuck about what you do. No, you went the other way with the little angel on this shoulder. You needed to go with the devil on that shoulder,
right,
buddy. That's what you needed.
Yeah. I fucked up.
I mean, I don't know. Is it so easy for everyone to kind of know their type? Is it easier for everyone? Because I don't, physical type, I have no clue. I mean, I could be, you know, have some idea, but.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
Is it not? I thought that was like the first for everybody.
Speak,
like,
use I statements for you from now on. Do not speak for everybody else because you don't.
Sorry, I thought that was a very universal thing that everybody has like a type, a go-to type,
no,
like right away. No, I okay.
Mean, I don't think. I mean, the people I've dated are all over the map.
Yeah. No. That's
it's
not what
so
I'm saying.
Weird.
I meant like
my long-term relationships. I think everyone's.
I mean, I have a go-to type. If my exes were in a room, you would be like, that one.
Right. I felt like that's what I meant. I've dated across the spectrum, too. I just meant like my type is usually...
Autism?
Yeah.
Autist. An autist, for sure. Matches me. Blonde, short, ass, blue eyes, skinnier.
Does that make you feel weird, like if your exes all look... Like, if you date the next person you date and then they see a picture of the previous person,
I don't give a fuck because that's what
I
like.
And they go, I look like exactly like this chick.
Yeah, it's right, idiot. Why do you think that is? Because I like that type.
Mine's not as specific, though, as Adam's is, where it's not like they would be like, oh, these two could be brothers. It's just that they're like this, like the similar ballpark, where it's like a gigantic, scary looking, heavily tattooed. Like a monster, scary looking guy. Like that's what they all look like. Most all
right.
Hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So like a hot Michael Myers is like just giant monster dude, tatted up.
So you're talking like Neil hype, but like just just like Randy Savage size, like just monster dude.
Nice. Hagrid.
Are we talking Hagrid? We talking big? Like, we talking little chub
Shannon,
on
how
his
big?
Spine?
Like,
or
like big?
So I don't mind, like, I don't mind, like, a little, like, chub. But right. I prefer, like, big and solid.
Right. I got what you're saying.
I'll send you some guys. Okay, cool.
Okay, yes. I mean, like, my celebrity crush is, yeah. I feel like this is everybody's celebrity crush, men and women, is The Rock.
Disagree. Okay. For me, personally.
Okay.
He's too hairless.
Oh, I love it.
Right. Yeah.
All great.
Doesn't. Do it for me. I'm more of a Jake Gyllenhaal guy. Thank you. Or Jared Leto guy.
They're
or
like
Ryan
women.
Reynolds guy.
It's like a girl.
Right.
Okay, fair.
Right. Yeah, I need more feminine men. If I was going gay, I got to go.
I'm a Todd Berry guy.
Todd Berry.
I'm kidding. He makes me laugh. What can I say? Yeah.
It's not about looks for me, you know.
It's not about looks for me. It's the crowd work specials.
Would you ever date another comic?
No.
Yeah, would you?
I'm not asking for
No, I know she's asking for
no,
me.
No.
It's
I,
a great
just
question
saying.
For any comic. I
right,
think
that's what
I even would say that I dated someone who I didn't even know was going to be going into comedy at a certain point. We kind of met that way, and it was a brief time. But like, I try to stay away from that at any point. This is, you know, you're professionals. I just it's like dating someone at the office. It's
yeah,
just
it's
something
weird.
I avoid. Yeah,
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I mean, I have in the past, but yeah. I don't think that I. Well, I'm in a relationship now, and I really like my boyfriend, so I kind of try to not talk about, like, what I would do dating hypothetically, but I feel like, yeah, it's just, I don't want to be, like, totally submerged. I have, like, a very compartmentalized life with comedy and my personal life, so it's, like, I feel like that just kind of would meld into one, but I have in the past, so it's, like, not something
also,
I
don't want
to talk
about comedy at home. Like, you know, I don't want to be like, what do you think about comedy theory? Or like, I'm like, shut up. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to talk about it.
My boyfriend's very unfunny, and I prefer it.
Oh, my God.
He thinks he's hilarious, and that even makes it better.
I'm out. I had a similar situation with the last one. Yeah. Her friends were like, oh, my God. Brandon, you know, you do comedy. I was like, this is fucking upsetting. How dare you guys? She's not funny. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Steph doesn't know how to roast my wife. She doesn't understand how to, like, playfully.
Stephanie is a great insult comic. How dare
she's
you?
She's just
she's
mean.
Brutal.
Like, it's to the throat. You'd be like, ah, your shirt's stupid. She'd be like, you're a fucking loser, bitch. And you're like,
I
okay.
love her. That sounds great.
Yo. It's like.
She sounds hilarious. Get her on the
and
pod.
She'll go way harder. She'll go way harder if she gets angry. Like to her brother, like her brother will fuck with her sometimes, and then she'll be like, "That's why you're fucking never successful." We'll dial up, and I'll be like, "Yo, like, calm." He'll be like, "All right, well, I'm gonna go home now." Like, it'll just ruin the mood. Like, she's brutal. Doesn't get
Shannon,
it.
Yeah, Shannon, would you date if you found a big comic dude, giant man? You know, like giant dude, funny comic. Would you? I don't
yeah, because even though you're not a you're still in the world of comedy, it's like the same for you. So, would you feel weird? Just,
I mean, I wouldn't aim for it. Like, I would prefer to not date a comic, but I mean, that wouldn't be why I would choose to not date the person.
Right, I got you. That's fair enough. Yeah.
Also, like somebody who's not funny, though. I mean, it's like really annoying to me, especially like when they, it's just like the trying to be funny part.
Yeah.
There was a guy I dated for a short period of time. He was actually a fan of the network, which was a mistake on my part. But, and he used to really try to be funny, but like dad jokes, and not like a cute dad joke, just like really bad. And that it infuriated me to the point where that was kind of what made me hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I get that though. Yeah, I don't have, I mean, again, I don't have the problem. It's you just mean. So yeah.
You're just crying instead
just
of. It
hurts my feelings instead. I'm like, oh, I'd rather not do. I just won't make jokes sometimes. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna let that go. I'm just gonna not. I'm gonna. I feel like I can hold gay, so I'm gonna let it go. Yeah.
I feel like we. I feel rejuvenated. I want to say that. Thank you guys for coming together. I appreciate it. This definitely helped me out. I think I learned a lot. I'm not better for it, but I learned a lot. And that's what matters. No. It's going to be interesting. don't know. Like I said, I think it'll happen when it happens. You know, do I cry? Some, of course we all cry. We all do it. We all just kind of have like, oh, fucking God damn it. You know, that kind of fun cry. I always do that. That's a good time. But I think we're on track. I think I'm on track. It's going to be interesting to see like, the jealousy thing. I know Shannon said that earlier. I think I'm okay. I think it'll just be kind of, it'll be like, it'll be me kind of gritting my teeth. Like, hey, what's up, dude? Sorry, yep, I'm just getting inside my house. You guys have a good night. Like that, it'll be kind of that kind of gritting, I'm hoping. It shouldn't be too big of a deal.
You might just have to adjust to that because you guys were together for so long. Yeah. It's maybe just like, even just like the habit of being together and maybe the first time you see her with somebody, but the next time it'll be like not such a big deal.
Yeah. I also
feel like, I don't know, I know this isn't our purpose of being here, but this is the only other single person here. It's pretty great to spend some time being single.
Yeah.
No arguments. You don't have to worry about checking with another person about stuff. You just like do your thing, live your life for a bit. I feel like that's great.
Yeah, I can't. I think it's after you get into your 30s and even after, you know, like 25 and stuff like that, you can't be making the same dumb mistakes, talking about rebounds and all this kind of shit. It's like, dude, just do the thing that everyone tells you to do. Like, dude, you know, I feel that way anyway. I feel the thing of just like working on stuff, you know, trying to working on comedy and doing that thing. And it happens. It happens. I don't know. We'll see. But it's going to be good. I need to get out of this basement. I think it's more so for women to come here is not an option at the present moment, given the state of things. I don't care how many times I say, no, I do own the house. It's not really going to. It looks like we're in a fuck dungeon where we have two cameras set up. So I don't think this is going to work. I'm like, okay.
You're like, oh, so not sexy?
The cameras, they're just set up towards the bed. And
they're drilled into the wall.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll be like, wait, hold on. That's good news. Really I have stressed. Herpes. So it'll be, it's going to be a lot.
And that door is locked behind you. So,
I think the cameras you should bring up on the first date. The podcast, the fact that you do a podcast, definitely bring that up on the first date.
Oh, no.
Because otherwise you're leading somebody on.
Sarah, 100%. Sarah, listen, one, if I met someone, I would have, like I said, the Herpes thing or whatever is not the first conversation. The first conversation is like, I'm a comic. I have a studio at home where it's like, you know, work and graphics.
People come in and out of the house at all times of the day.
I run a studio. Yeah. And that's where I also sleep. So don't even bother coming over.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if your first thing that you tell a girl is that you have podcasts and then she just listens to the podcast, finds out about the herpes, two birds, one stone.
Boom.
Oh, Shannon, if you didn't think that was my plan the whole time.
You just bring it up at the beginning of every episode.
I'm just like, yeah, it's great.
Welcome to Cult of Us, I have herpes.
I feel like we had a really good day tonight. If you want to listen to episode 385 of my podcast, I would really appreciate that.
And like and subscribe.
725 in.
Yeah, you could jump ahead if you want, but I think you'll get the gist.
Make you nervous though? Because like, you already have like people already have Instagram and like people will stalk, but like now somebody could just listen to 300 episodes of like you speaking nonstop and like
that is a lot.
Creepy.
It sucks. Luckily no one's listening, so that's good. But I get it. I'm a lot. Like I realize now that, you know, I say way too much about myself, but I also don't see a negative. I think it's just coming from, like I said, I almost died like three times. So it's, you know, just those weird medical emergencies where you like have to make peace with God or if you believe in that thing, you know, believe that sort of thing or ghost spirits. And if you check out Shannon's podcast, you know what I mean? Some spirits, you got to make peace with your spirits. You know, I just don't care anymore. I just don't care. Like, I'm just like, yeah, because this isn't going to change anything for me. You were either going to find me interesting and check me out anyway, or you're going to find out I had herpes eventually and not want to. So I go like, or herpes or whatever. I'm a comic. And, you know, the situation now is temporary. I don't want to spend the money. It's like, you know, at the present moment to get another place, move the entire studio And then I've got to, you know, like worry about traveling if I'm going to try to do stuff this year. So really that's just logistically, but it is funny. I mean, yeah, somehow, somehow I own a house, but I am also living as if I am my own father and mother with the child. So it's interesting in the way I'm living currently. But yeah, it's not set up for others. Definitely. We'll see. I don't know. Well, it's going to be fun, but this is temporary. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, this
gotta just keep saying it. Just saying it to yourself
just
over and
manifest
over again. Manifest that.
Yeah. I will manifest.
It's temporary. It's temporary.
It's temporary, but suicide is forever.
No, I would. Hey. I would. Yeah, yeah. There will be a boiling point. I mean, I'm hoping that this studio doesn't need to be here for absolutely forever. Because I mean, you know, and we'll get a space, and then yeah, and then I'll probably get a new spot. But
we're just an unsuccessful Gas Digital. We-
I mean, well, let's be honest. The reason why is just honestly because I rented two comics and I gave them too good of a price. To be honest, I could be a terrible landlord. Shannon and Bell, if I could be an asshole, I would be. I just can't be a dickhead because I rent for a very reasonable price. You know, like very like way below.
Yeah,
people are getting like $900 for the same rooms.
Only makes them jerk them off like once a month.
It's really doable.
So reasonable.
It's really doable. It's really not that bad. You know, so you know, we do it in a group. It's fun. But yeah, so it's anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But thank you guys. This was like helpful.
Was fun.
I feel like Adam didn't get his way, which makes me feel good.
No, I
you
did.
You know what I mean?
I want you to succeed.
No. I know what you came here to do today.
No.
I know you
that's
came here today to
lie.
Try to expose me.
That is a lie.
And try to make me into a piece of shit.
Wrong.
And tell Yeah, no. Oh yeah, you could tell by the tenor of this conversation.
Wrong.
Okay, sure.
I want
so,
my friend to do the best he could.
But through
in
the friendship of Sarah Bell and Shannon Lee, I think we discovered that you have been checked and put back in your place.
No, this is a blasphemous.
And you need to get a divorce.
The thing
is
if you want to do a roast of Neil, I know exactly who doesn't like him, and I'll bring them on the pod with me next.
First of all, it's almost the whole comedy scene doesn't like him, so just throw a fucking dart.
Oh, I'm going real specific here, though. So.
I know those people, too. They also don't like me.
Yeah. I'm going to host get a them. Roast That'd of be fun. The Cult of Us guys.
Yeah, but amazing. I'm just going to fight those people because I genuinely don't like them.
And I would participate in the roast.
I don't like them either, so we'll
I would just
out.
Be I would be shitting on us, too. I would be like, I got a couple.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, no. But it's fun if we do it. I don't want them doing it.
This has been amazing. This has been so much fun.
I had a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody
thank you,
last
ladies.
Words? Anything
any last thoughts?
Anything?
You're going to be just fine.
Yeah. She gives me the gay it gets better. It does get better. Okay.
I'm gonna say just don't kill yourself until after you give me a ride to these shows we're doing in the next couple months.
I would never.
Yeah, that really ruin my whole life.
Yeah, it would ruin your whole thing. I can't let you win, Adam, so I can't go out, unfortunately.
No.
My only goal is to become more famous than him.
Yeah, first of all,
then,
if you die, this company will fail tomorrow.
you have no idea what we're doing.
I even know half the passwords and stuff.
And even though I track them and you're shared on it, you have no idea.
Oh,
it's just fun. Shannon, if you're hiring, let me know. This has been super fun. And thank you, everybody. Check out all their stuff.
Yeah.
Check out everything they do, Sarah Bell and Shanley. And then, of course, Adam Nutters. Good seeing you, buddy.
Love you.
I got an outbreak right now, so I got
to
go.
We'll talk to you guys off air.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you another day in the cult, people. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.